Kia ora, nō mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. I'm Johnny Blades. Parliament is expanding, and it's not the number of MPs we're talking about here. Well, not immediately anyway. For some years now, a number of backbench MPs and their offices have been stashed away in virtual cupboards in the attic of the Parliament Library building. That's because due to a lack of space in the main Parliament building, MPs have had to be accommodated here and there in temporary spaces across the complex, a bit like pieces of a motley Jenga construction. But groundworks have just completed for the first significant new building on the Parliament precinct since 1977, when the Beehive got up and running. Around the back of Parliament House on Museum Street, construction is about to begin on a six-storey wooden superstructure of environmentally conscious design created using New Zealand materials and recycled materials to reduce construction waste. The man in charge is Dave Wills, the manager of Parliament's Buildings Project Management Office.
So the big project is what we commonly know as FAS, the Future Accommodation Strategy. The reason for that project is to accommodate members into the future, into appropriate accommodations around it. So the project itself encompasses two main buildings that we're working on at the moment. One's a six-storey members building, and that will take up to a little bit more than a quarter of our members of Parliament in it, and that sits in what was commonly known as the rear car park of Parliament. That rear car park's had many buildings on it over the centuries.
It has. I think it used to have Broadcasting House.
Yes. Broadcasting House, what used to be known as Siberia, was out the back there. Some members have been out there previously. It was referred to, I believe, by one of our past PMs even as Siberia out the back there. I think it was a location of backbenchers at the time. And I suppose that the new building we're building will be very much focused on backbenchers and the parties that support them as well. And the other main building we're building out the back is a new security building. We have a very small security building at present where all goods and contractors coming onto site need to be screened or report to. This facility provides a lot more flexibility and serviceability for the security teams to be able to screen everything coming onto site, just like at an airport or you come through screening here at Parliament. But also even our contractors coming onto site. So the ability to be able to screen contractors, all their tools and everything like that as they come into Parliament, which we like to keep fairly secure, over and above the other security checks and protocols that we actually do.
Another of the aims of the future accommodation strategy is replacing the former press annex behind the Beehive. The annex is earthquake prone, and it's proposed that it be rebuilt as a dedicated building for ministers. However, this remains only at the concept design stage. But the new six-storey building for MPs on Museum Street, funding for which comes out of a total $257.5 million budget appropriation for everything to do with the two new buildings, is on track. The head of the Parliamentary Service, Rafael González Montero, this month gave a quick update while appearing before the Governance and Administration Select Committee.
The building is programmed to be finished before the next election, so in 2026. At this point, as Mr. Speaker said, the contract has been signed. You've seen all the enabling works that have been going outside, so that's preparing everything for a new building. With the contract signed now, we've got the contractors now coming pretty much to break ground and start building. So at the moment, in terms of time and budget, we are on budget and on time.
The main construction works will begin next month, and anyone walking through the area recently will have noticed that contractors, multi-civil, have cleared the space for the new building, including a project to transfer two magnificent old oak trees, as Dave Wills explains.
It was a little bit hit and miss for us on the trees. We had major success with our protected heritage tree out the back there, the oak tree. It's living very healthily over by the Bowen State Building Defence House now. We did a lot of preparation work over 3 years getting that tree ready to move. Unfortunately, just before that, there was an Algerian oak out the back, which wasn't a heritage or protected tree, but we wanted to try to save that, and we'd worked with Wellington City Council to find a place in Wellington for it. Unfortunately, it had a root ball collapse as we were manoeuvring it on the truck. So we lost that one. That was the first one we did.
Now, just in terms of the six-storey building that's going to be built, I mean, that is needed, isn't it? Because you've currently got a situation where MPs are in a number of different places and their staff. It's not the most efficient layout.
Yeah, correct. If we go back in time a little bit to the late 1980s, early 1990s, Parliament House had a major refit. In fact, was stripped back to the concrete and all the asbestos and everything was removed from the building and it was completely refitted. And Parliament House was completed with all the stonework and masonry on it and the library at the same time. So at that time, everybody, all the members and everybody and the debating chamber had to be relocated out of Parliament over into what was a new building in Bowen House. And also next door to that, number three, the terrace, the sub-basement of that, where the alternative debating chamber went in.
Parliament offices exited Bowen House in 2020. As it emerged, the building needed seismic strengthening. It's not the only building that Parliament was using which had seismic code concerns, as the Speaker of Parliament, Gerry Brownlee, explained.
Parliament's footprint is very, very constrained at the moment, and so we have all sorts of arrangements that were much more common in earlier decades, in the 70s and 80s, than we have had for quite some time. That pressure on the space that we have available was exacerbated by the building just below the library, a separate building, but just below the library, dropping from around about 70-80% of building code down to 15% of building code inside an 18-month period, largely due to the way in which the code was rewritten in MBIE. So that meant that, you know, Parliament couldn't ignore a piece of government advice, and so 18 MP offices had to come out of there and be found located somewhere else. So the place is constrained by its condition and its size and the needs of the way in which Parliament operates these days.
Trying to operate Parliament out of buildings leased and owned is not an ideal fit. Also very expensive as well against the lease costs. Mm-hmm. So when you compare the whole of life costs for a new build, Crown-owned, Crown-managed, we control our own destiny, things like post-earthquakes, you know, we can directly control when we can get in there. We're not beholden to a landlord for access and everything like that to enable Parliament to keep operating. The six-storey new members building, you know, stacks up very, very well against that lease operating model. In fact, you know, the benefit returns are above that. And that's why that building was selected. The other advantage we've got when living in Bowen House and with the members at the moment are very cramped, and ministers, we have them in temporary spaces.
Up in the library? And
we have had them up in the library attic, which has no windows. But there are some pretty stained glass ones that are up there. We have members working in what's known as International Reading Room in the Parliamentary Library, so they don't have their own dedicated office, if you like.
So this should cater for all that?
Yes, it will. And then the flexibility actually gives us as well. Not just post an election, but post any changes and things that occur, we quite often have to reconfigure a space to actually suit the requirement and needs of what's happening in that space around it. And so what we were finding is it's very expensive to take out wooden plaster walls and you make a lot of waste. The new Museum Street building, as we like to call it, the six-storey building, has each of the floor plates is just a big floor plate. And we can reconfigure those with what we're calling deep mountable partitions. We can form another office and reconfigure it within about 2 hours without wasting anything. All these wall sections of different types will be available to us. The facilities team can just go up there, remove one, put another one in, divide up a space with the walls. These come complete with all the audio, visual, power, IT systems and everything. So a very quick changeover. Whereas, let's say, for instance, post an election now, our facilities team is still working through the final settling in, bedding in, room changes, and everything going on. Whereas, you know, post an election, it will be very quick and we can get the configurations to suit everybody that needs to go go into those spaces.
The new building is designed to be of the highest seismic rating.
Wood moves a lot more than concrete and steel. And combine that with base isolators, which move your building around beautifully. Anybody that's been here in Parliament House, and I think back to Kaikoura, Parliament House actually moved a couple hundred millimetres out over the cobbles and back again and had no damage inside, other than some superficial cracking down in the basements and things.
Incredible.
And that was the effect of the base isolators doing their job. But it does move it around. During the design phase, we were looking at a metre to a metre and a half of movement in the upper building. So we've also included dampers into the building as well that you've seen a lot of buildings going in now, and that'll minimise that movement of the structure itself as well.
In the next 10 years, if Parliament decides to increase the number of MPs, is the design of the new building going to be able to have some more room, for some more MPs potentially?
Yes, it does. The nature of the project, as we call it, future accommodation strategy, that building is just part of that strategy as well. So this combines with the other things that we have done on precinct, things that we hope to do in the future possibly as well around it. But the building itself will allow for an expansion of Parliament as well. That was one of the factors that we put in there. But more so that whole flexibility of configuration and ways of working as well leads.
It's part of the resilience, isn't it?
Yeah, we believe that the building is future proof for accommodation needs 20, 30 years into the future, at least, depending on the size of where Parliament actually went to. And ideally, of course, once that building is complete, members move back out into that. And a lot of the support staff at the moment, we have support staff down on the middle of Wellington. Nowadays, not everybody is based back here on the precinct. It does, add some challenges to the working day.
But once the new complex is finished, then the people from the TSB Centre down the road can all come back here onto
that. That is the goal,
yep.
That we get everybody back here onto the precinct team. Yep. So the likes of, I suppose our library team is a case in point. Our library team is not in the library today. It's down at TSB building next to Midland Park.
That's Dave Wills, the manager of the Buildings Project Management Office at Parliament. And it's recently been confirmed that the construction company LT McGuinness has won the contract for the new six-storey building. You've been listening to The House, a program made possible with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Kia pai tō rā.